Coach Corey Wayne. This is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of this video newsletter is going to be how to be cocky and charming to get you laid. I've got an email here from one of my coaching clients I've been coaching for, I guess, about 8 or 9 months now. And he's an Army vet, and he's going to school, or I should say he's going to college, to become a police officer. And he wrote me an email about a gal that he had kind of dated off and on. This was apparently way before I had ever started coaching him. So I'm going to read this email to you. And he says, "How goes it, my brother? Hope all is well on your end. Well, I got a success story I wanted to share with you. I had got a text from this one gal I had been seeing off and on about a year ago, but I never sealed the deal with her. Keep in mind, this was before I got your coaching. Well, she texted me to see how I was, and she also basically told me that she got a new job. And so he congratulated her on it. And so one of the things that he's been doing wrong is that he hasn't been being direct. He kind of dances around the bush instead of being direct and setting a definite date when these women contact him. And then just kind of they banter back and forth and then nothing happens. And so he says, "So I did like you said, and I was direct, unlike I was with the model chick." This is another girl that he really likes. He went out with one time, had a great time with her, was making out with her passionately. But his problem is like every time, you know, she's had a boyfriend apparently in between this, and every time she's contacted him, he just kind of beats around the bush but never actually makes a date with her. And then she kind of disappears, goes cold, and it's like he's not taking care, you know, taking the initiative. And so obviously he did here, and he sets a definite date with her, and she basically replies back, "Great," or text back says, "Great, I'll see you Saturday night then." And so the week went by, and he didn't hear from her, because what I teach is you set a definite date, and then you show up. As long as she knows you're going to be there, you just say, "Hey, great, I'll see you Saturday night, or I'll pick you up Saturday night. I look forward to it." There's no callback to verify or none of that BS. So he says, "Saturday night came around, I pick her up, like I said it would, and she looked amazing. She'd been hitting the gym and really taking care of herself. She had looked good before, but not like that. Plus, she had bleached her hair blonde, so that rung my bell as well." Good for you, man. So he says, "Well, the night went on, and I was just asking questions and telling her to tell me more about all that was going on in her life. And dude, Corey, just like you say when you mentioned looking for the hidden language, she was moving closer and closer, touching my arm and all that good stuff. Those are what we would call buying signals or indicators of interest when a woman's moving close to you and touching you. It communicates that you're making her feel safe and comfortable, and you're being relaxed and hanging back in your seat, and so she senses that strength and responds to it accordingly and then comes forward to be next to you because you've made her feel comfortable and safe, and now, hey, you've created an environment, so she's going to draw herself in to touch you or maybe give you an excuse to kiss her or move things along." So he says, let's see, he took her out to a local bar where they usually have live bands. And when we got there, it was pretty cool, Corey. Do you remember when I told you about when I went out with the model chick and how I walked into that place and everybody turned and kind of zeroed in on us? Well, it was like a replay Saturday night, same exact thing. Corey, when I was out dancing with her, other gals that were hot were dancing right next to us, making eye contact and smiling at me when she wasn't looking. Of course, I was a gentleman and smiled back, but not for long, and basically focused my attention on this hot gal I was out on a date with. Well, needless to say, I was able to seal the deal with this one. She said she was a bit drunk and wanted to go back to my place to lay down. I mean, that's amazing. It's like when you do everything right, like I said, women help you when they like you. It's like, hey, let's go back to your place so I can lay down. In other words, she's saying, let's go back to your place because I'm ready to have sex now. That's what she's communicating to you. And so she says, let's get the hell out of here then. Or he says, let's get the hell out of here then. Well, when we got to my place, it was on like Donkey Kong, brother. I got her squared away, LOL. This morning I made her breakfast with coffee and then took her home. She said that she had a really good time with me and that she really needed that. I'll bet she did. I told her I had a great time as well. I told her that we need to do it again. She said she'll let me know when she has time. So we kissed and off she went. So that was that, Coach. I got more details to tell you when we talk, but that was the gist of it. So thanks again, Corey, for your guidance and wisdom, brother. It would have been a lot harder if I didn't have a badass coach in my corner. Well, you're welcome. I aim to please. I'm slowly but surely grasping what you teach. Not a Jedi master, but I'm working on it. Well, look forward to hearing from you, brother. So I got to say, congratulations. Awesome job. And that's what's amazing is because this girl's contacted you, haven't talked to her in a year or whatever, and she's been taking care of herself, and you had this amazing time. She is, the thing that you got to keep in mind is now she said that she will let you know when she's got time. And so the next step is like I said, you just create another, the next opportunity for sex to happen when she contacts you. She texts you, whenever she gets in contact with you, that basically she's thinking about you, she misses you, and that should be your cue to set the next date. Not to dick around and go back and forth and text or to go to lunch or do anything like that. It's create, or I should say, use as an opportunity to set the next opportunity for sex to happen, or creating an opportunity. That's what a date basically is. And you did a great job of making this girl feel comfortable. And since I've been coaching you and you've been practicing this stuff over this past 8 months, this girl doesn't know this stuff. And so where you may have gone wrong in the past, now she shows up and you're this guy that pretty much does just about everything right. I mean, obviously, you got laid, so it's great. And plus, she looks great and you're having a good time. And so why do these things happen? Why is it that this woman is pursuing you? Because whatever reason, you walked away, she walked away, and maybe you lost her to another guy. I mean, anything's possible. That's why when you leave the door open and you don't slam it, it's just, hey, give me a call if it doesn't work out or whatever. And then a woman will do that. If she breaks up with somebody, she's like, oh, man, I don't want to be single for a long time. So she calls guys that she may have had a good time with, or she thinks, hey, maybe I'll give this guy a second chance. And so she gets in touch with you, and you can see he's charming. He's doing everything right. Obviously, he's got the physiology and the body language that communicates that he deserves to be there with her. And that's part of being cocky, and it's also part of being charming. It's you're like a charming James Bond is the way you want to be, say 90% of the time. And then maybe 5 to 10% of the time, you're like the kid that flushes the M80 down the toilet and did something that you really shouldn't have because you're kind of naughty. And that's the dangerous side. That's the type of thing that women like about men is unpredictability. It's like, I never know where I stand with them. I don't know what's going to happen next. And so you've created this thing throughout the evening, and you have this wonderful date. You're asking her questions. She's talking about it, and she opens up. And when a woman opens up and she feels safe and she feels comfortable, she's going to move over to you, and she's going to touch you. And, I mean, this one came right out and said, I want to go back to your place so I can lay down. That's great. I mean, like I said, women help you when they like you. And since you haven't contacted this girl or initiated anything, well, guess what? You don't have to contact her. You don't have to do jack shit because this woman is pursuing you now. And it's the perfect way. So in essence, you're kind of training her from the get-go of how you like things to be. So she'll text you from time to time, and when you're not hearing from her, go out and have fun with this model chick or whoever else happens to be out there. So I'm very proud of you, my man, and I will talk to you Friday. And if you happen to be watching this video on YouTube or on my website, there's a PayPal donate button on the Wibia toolbar that anytime you find significant value from either these videos or the articles I post on my website or my ebook or some of my audio lessons that are in the members area, you can go ahead and show your appreciation by right there on the Wibia toolbar by making a donation. $1, $5, $10, $50. I mean, whatever you feel it's worth. It's like this particular client, he just got laid. It's like, what is that worth to you? I mean, if you just got laid off of a chick that nothing happened a year ago, and then she comes back into your life and you do everything textbook, it's, or you're sitting there learning, it's like, what's that worth to you? That's the whole point of these things. At the very least, there is a Facebook social share, there's a Twitter social share, and a LinkedIn social share button down at the bottom. A lot of S's there. So if you've got a question that you'd like me to ask, you can put it in the Facebook comments, which is also at the bottom of the page. Or you the left-hand side of the screen, there's a Contact Me tab. Just click that and send me an email and give me several days or a week or so to get back to you. And if it's really good, I may make it into a future video newsletter. So I'll talk to you soon.